Chapter 11. Power Given the Apostles.
On the day of Pentecost, the Infinite One revealed Himself in power to the Church. By His Holy Spirit, He descended from the heights of heaven as a rushing mighty wind to the room in which the disciples were assembled. It was as if for ages this influence had been held in restraint. And now heaven rejoiced in being able to pour upon the Church the riches of the Spirit's power. And under the influence of the Spirit, words of penitence and confession were mingled with songs of praise for sins forgiven. Words of thanksgiving and of prophecy were heard. All heaven bent low to behold and to adore the wisdom of matchless, incomprehensible love. Lost in wonder, the apostles and disciples exclaimed, "Herein is love." See 1 John 4:10. They grasped the imparted gift, and what followed? Thousands were converted in a day. The sword of the Spirit, newly edged with power and bathed in the lightnings of heaven, cut its way through unbelief. The hearts of the disciples were surcharged with a benevolence so full, so deep, so far-reaching that it impelled them to go to the ends of the earth, testifying, "God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." They were filled with an intense longing to add to the Church of such as should be saved. They called on the believers to arouse and do their part, that all nations might hear the truth and the earth be filled with the glory of the Lord.